From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said it before, and today he said it again. The war on terrorism does not end in Afghanistan. Briefing reporters at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld said U.S. and Afghan forces continue to search for Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda members, but he emphasized that bin Laden is not the only terrorist leader in the world.
You could have Osama bin Laden walk in here this minute and turn himself in and say sorry, and the al-Qaeda network would exist. It has businesses across the globe, and it has, I'm going to guess, one or two handfuls of people who are perfectly capable of continuing to operate that network.
Joining us now to talk about the war in Afghanistan and what comes next is NPR's Scott Horsley, who's been covering the Pentagon. Scott, let's start with Tora Bora there in eastern Afghanistan. Is it quiet now, or are they still having some stray gunfire? Any bombs falling?
There were no bombs falling today, Noah, and Secretary Rumsfeld says it's no longer a pitched battle in Tora Bora as it was over the weekend. But the battle is not completely over there. There are still pockets of resistance, and the U.S. forces there are now engaged in the tedious business of going through the hundreds of caves and tunnels in the mountains there amid what are apparently very tough conditions. Secretary Rumsfeld says it's very cold. Folks are getting frostbite, so it's a dirty, dangerous job.
You know, we've heard about the Afghan commanders in Tora Bora who have been fighting the al-Qaeda forces, that some of them are packing up their gear, their artillery, and going home. Are they going to be available in the future should they be needed for the U.S.?
Secretary Rumsfeld said that there are still anti-Taliban, anti-al-Qaeda Afghan forces working alongside the U.S. forces as they go through that search in Tora Bora. He acknowledges, though, this is not a situation where the U.S. can simply order Afghan forces around. It is, he says, a relationship, and he worked on that relationship during his trip over the weekend to Afghanistan. He met with the interim leader, Hamid Karzai, and he reminded reporters today of all of the support that the U.S. has provided to both Pashtun fighters in Afghanistan and the Northern Alliance, food, weapons, blankets, and he said we expect to keep that relationship going. He also said, however, that the U.S. may have to continue to offer incentives like the $25 million bounty on bin Laden's head.
Secretary Rumsfeld has just gotten back from a meeting with the NATO defense ministers in Brussels, his first since the 11th of September. How did that meeting go? He was asking for support there. How did that go?
He thanked the NATO allies for the strong support that they have given to the U.S. in its war on terrorism so far, and by all accounts that is strong support from the NATO allies there. He also looked ahead and called on the defense ministers in NATO both to increase their own defense budgets so that there will be more resources available, and also to reallocate some of their resources. He wants NATO to scale back its peacekeeping force in the Balkans from a current about 18,000 down to about 12,000, with a commensurate decrease in the U.S. commitment there, so that more forces would be available for the war on terrorism.
Now, we heard Donald Rumsfeld say before that al-Qaeda has businesses around the globe. He's talking about a worldwide search. Was he specific about where the war might go besides Afghanistan?
Well, he didn't connect the dots, but he has said before, and he has said again today, that there are countries with known al-Qaeda cells, and the ones that come up most often are Sudan, Somalia, Yemen. Just yesterday, there was an operation by Yemeni security forces against suspected al-Qaeda members, and reportedly, those Yemeni forces were trained and equipped by the U.S.
Thank you, Scott. NPR's Scott Horsley.